There's an inyan here with the Bena Mitzorim, the Marsha says in Pcheiros, with the mice of Rabbi Shua ben Hananya. It says Rabbi Shua ben Hananya was by the elders of Athens, Shovei de Be'atuna. So they had a Maso Martin, the Shovei de Be'atuna, the elders of Atuna. They asked him questions on Yiddishkeit and he answered them. So they brought him two eggs. They told him that he should show us which egg comes from the black rooster and which one comes from the white rooster. So he brought them two pieces of cheese and he said, tell me which one comes from the black goat and which one comes from the white goat. So Marsha's Masbir, because it says in the Gemara there in Mcheres Davches Omedalev that a tarnagol, a rooster, he gives the eggs, he lays the eggs after 21 days. Like the Haftarah we read yesterday that Yom Yom said, Boima makel shoked ani roe. He says, "Kishkei Daniel Dvori La'asei." Says the Gemara, says because shkedim almonds come out after 21 days. That's the fastest pre. So the Puranus was fast to come in 21 days, which is Ben Hametzorim between Shivas Abatamus and Tisha B'Av is 21 days. Keneged the Puranus, keneged Makel Shoked Anirei. So they told him that there's. You say that there's also 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah till Simchat Torah. There's 21 days, and that's the May Slicha VeKapora. But they said you can't see the difference between a egg is laid after 21 days, and one is from the black rooster, one is from the white one. Keneged the 21 days of Puranus, which is in Ben Hametzorim, and there's the 21 days like the white rooster. Keneged the Malbin of Nesem Shel Yisrael, the Loshen Shel Zoiris, 21 days of Halbonas Averus. Is the 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah. So Marsha said that was their asking him, what's the difference? These are 21 days and those are 21 days. Don't say that these are better than those. They're all 21 days and they're all, doesn't matter. They're all the same. No toeles more in these than those. So he came and he said that from two goats come out cheese. And the two goats are connected to Shnei Seirim that we bring on Yom Kippur. And we have a kapora also, not only from the white goat, which is Soyer Lashem, also from the black goat, which is Soyer Lazozeh. And that also brings the kapora. And his misvad, and even brings a kapora even without tshuva. It's one of the biggest kaporas that there is. Ad kedekach, that the Sefer says, why is the ish iti allowed to drink water on the way? We tell him he's allowed to drink, because the whole kapora of Yom Kippur is totally on the Soyer Mishtalech. And all Inri and all Tzorim, everything comes to the peak of the Soya Mishtalech. And if we don't have the Soya Mishtalech, the Ishiti can't take it. So it's as if everything is for nothing. So Memela, the Iker is this. So we have a big Kapora also from the white goat, which is the Soya Lashem, also from the black goat, which is Soya Lazozer. So he said, the two pieces of cheese look identical on them. They do bring a Kapora, they're better. So Memela, he says, just like the 21 days of Rosh Hashanah till Shana Rabbe, it brings a kapora and a slicha, and it's Yimei Simchas, and also the Puranus, the 21 days is also the Torah, as the Ben HaMetzorim, it also brings us a happiness and a kapora. So he said that in the Parsha of Matzos, which we're going to read this week, there's two kinds of Agolas Kelim. It says by Clay Midian, it says, Kol Dabar Asher Yavoi Boish Tavir Boish V'Toyel, V'Asher Yavoi Boish Tavir B'Mayim. So there's two kinds of Agolas. Kelim that come from a goy, pgamim, or klippas that came from the goyans by yid to take it out, either your mavir bo'esh and it comes out, agolas kelim, or after that you need a tvila b'mikveh b'mayim. So there's, just like there's two kinds of 21 days, there's one 21 days of Ben HaMetzorim, which is al-yidei puronus, and al-yidei yisurim, which is demet agolas kelim al-yidei o'esh, and al-yidei hot things that takes it out b'koach from the klim. And it's metayaret, and also the 21 days of mechaper of yisurim, like agolas kelim. And then there's 21 days that we make ourselves kodesh, and we bring ourselves to a higher level of tshuva and a higher level of tara. And now you do the tosefes kedusha v'tara. That's how we get a kapora, and that's like mine that you go into the mikra, you put the kli into the mikra, and your moisif tara, the mele it becomes goes off the tumah of akum. So that's what it, we have 21 days that are connected to Agolas Kelim Kol Asher Yovei Ba'esh, and then we have 21 days that are Kapora Nesimcha Kol Asher Yovei Ba'mayim. That's like Kol Hashem Ba'esh and Kol Hashem Ba'mayim. And what we said now is also Merumas in the Pasuk. In the Pasuk it says, when Elazar HaKohen says about Dine Agolas Kelim, Ach Es Azov Es HaKosev Es HaNechoshes Es HaBazel Es HaBdil Ves HaYifores, Kol dobo asho yoboi boesh, tabiru boesh betoyer. That's a golas kelim alidei oesh. Ach, b'mei nido ischato, Rashi says that it would need a tevilas kelim. Mikan she'af lachshiron minu yisro yitin tevilo leklei matches. They need mei mikve memso. So we have twice it says ach. Once it says it on the golas kelim alidei oesh, and once it says ach b'mei nido ischato on the tevilas kelim alidei amayim. Ach is 21. So we have the 21 ach that goes on Hagolas Kelim, which is the Meramez on the 21 days of Bein HaMetzorim, and then we have Ach, B'mei Nido Ischato, as Ach is 21, it's Meramez on the 21 days of Chodesh Tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, which is a Remez on the Mei Nido Ischato, on the Tevila, on the Tosefes Tara and Kedusha. Shebizeichet Agula Shleima, B'mei HaMetzorim.